I'm just in Budapest for today and tomorrow. I have a few appointments. This afternoon I go to visit the finance minister to speak about our college, or more precisely, the building that was gifted to us by the government. And from there, I'll go to the Indian Embassy, where they're having a reception to celebrate the 61st anniversary of independence. And tomorrow we have the bishop, who I'd already visited once before, the person who runs, who's director for the Catholic seminary where they train priests. He's coming over for lunch, and that's quite a significant gesture. If you have experience in your countries with the Catholic Church, or if the Catholic Church isn't a dominant, like in England, the Anglican Church, it's one thing to meet them on neutral ground, a little better to go over to their place, but for them to actually accept an invitation and come and have lunch, that's a real proactive step on their part. So we're trying to cultivate relationships with, there's 11 bishops here in Hungary with the of the Catholic Church, and we have quite good relationships with a few. And this is a person who we are already meeting now for the second time this year. Right now I'm looking at a question from Kanchanvali, Devi Dasi in Radhadesh, and she asks the following: if we see someone is committing a seva aparad and we are not their authority, what should we do? What is our duty? This is in the case where we feel that the authorities will not say anything to the person and the person themselves is not open to feedback. Interesting. Here there's both a principle of doing the right thing, speaking the truth, and probably more the detail is that it's in relationship to deity worship. In terms of the principle, our business as Vaishnavas is to speak the truth at any cost. However, satya bruya, priya bruya, you should speak the truth in a palatable way, especially if we're speaking to those with whom we have neither a relationship with, in terms of a personal relationship, or we're not their authority, because then the real connection is on the basis of what is being said and how it's being said. So, by all means, we should always speak the truth. Not to speak the truth is to compromise our position. We see how Srila Prabhupada was always very vocal, and not only in ISKCON days, but even prior to that. If you read, for instance, on Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disappearance, how Srila Prabhupada wrote this Viraha Ashtakam, and really strongly criticized his senior godbrothers for their lack of preaching spirit, for their simply hanging on to the properties of the institution. But Prabhupada felt that he was obliged to speak, and speak he did, despite the fact that, from what I understand, there was quite a serious backlash to his openness. But Prabhupada was always want to speak the truth. I was just seeing one of Yadavar Prabhu's DVDs on Srila Prabhupada's life, and Srila Prabhupada's life with us in ISKCON, and this one was when Prabhupada was being received in the mayor's hall. Town hall, where all distinguished persons are given some form of recognition and are received by the mayor. And Srila Prabhupada is sitting down on the chair while the mayor is officially welcoming him to the city. And of course, what is behind that is that the protocol was that when the mayor comes in, the person, all present are meant to rise. But when Srila Prabhupada was told of this, that Srila Prabhupada, the protocol is that everyone should rise, and Prabhupada's answer was, why should I stand up for him? And Srila Prabhupada didn't. He kept seated, to the obvious discomfiture of the mayor. So Prabhupada was making a bold statement. And then afterwards, Prabhupada just spoke out, and he told them that government means to live by spiritual standards and to set proper example for people to follow. In the absence of that type of life, they're simply misguiding others. And I'm sure you all know hundreds of such examples, how Srila Prabhupada always boldly spoke the truth. Therefore, we should always speak the truth, but keeping time, circumstance, persons involved, we should speak it in a way that at least we've made the maximum effort to speak truth palatably. That is certainly our duty. And whether our authorities will correct that person or not, that's a detail. I hope that someone in the authority chain would. If it's not the immediate authority, then the next one or the next one. But whatever the details of that, still, the truth should be told. And even if we know that the person is not open to feedback, still, at least we should just say it, because at least that way we'll have done our duty. We'll have been exonerated of any sin involved in not speaking the truth, in not performing our duty. In the example of Ramachandra Khan, who conspired against Haridas Thakur. The reaction for his offense to a Mahabhagwat was that he was thrown out of his house, his home plundered, a cow was slaughtered on his Durga Mandap, and all these are to be expected for the offense that he committed. But it's also described that the entire village that he lived in was also razed to the ground. Why? Because all of the other people who knew that Ramachandra Khan was trying to disgrace Haridas Thakur, they didn't say anything and they didn't do anything. So by not performing their duty, whatever their risk is, which is to actually inform Haridas Thakur, to stand up and protest this injustice, they also had to suffer. They weren't directly the ones who were committing the sin, but they knew a sin was being done. They didn't say anything. They didn't do anything. Therefore, they also suffered. And another example, as Srila Prabhupada always points out, about the people who suffer as a consequence of meat eating, then not only the butcher, not only the person who ends up eating the meat, but everyone who's involved, from the rancher to the transporter to the seller to the packer, anyone who's involved, they can't say, I didn't have anything to do with it. If you touch injustice, then you become tainted by sin. And the only way to become free from that is by doing the right thing. In this case, one has to, therefore, speak the truth. Another example comes to mind. What is the result for hearing an offense to a Vaishnava? You either kill the person, not a practical step in Kali Yuga, cut out his tongue, defeat him in argument, or leave the place. But you have to make some kind of statement. To just sit idle and not say anything, you yourself also become an aparadhi. And of course, now let's get to the detail that this is done in relationship to seva aparad. When devotees are worshiping the Lord, this is our life. Our business is to worship Krishna, anukulyena Krishna anushilanam. And we worship Krishna as is pleasing to the Lord. What's pleasing to the Lord? The way that great acharyas, the way that Narada Muni has established, and all of the others in the line of Pancha Trikibidi have confirmed that these are the rules and regulations, the standards that we must adhere to in order to serve Krishna. We should not and we cannot neglect to perform such service. If someone is remiss in the performance of such service, then that should be brought to their attention. What they want to do with that thereafter, that's their business. And of course, ultimately, Krishna will also act, and he will correct that person. So in conclusion, if we see that someone is not doing something proper in terms of deity worship, then we should very nicely, very sweetly point out to them what that is, because it's our duty to do so. And if someone is a sincere Vaishnava, they'll be more than happy to hear. A person who's not willing to hear the good advice of others, wherever that advice comes from, whomever it comes from, is not really a sincere Vaishnava. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was corrected by Gopal Guru, who told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that there cannot be any harm in your chanting Hare Krishna even when you're doing your bodily maintenance, because the holy name is beyond any type of contamination, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately accepted the correction of a five-year-old child. This is called being sincere. Hare Krishna.